More and more visitors to the LA area are turning to an alternative and often less expensive option for their travels, Airbnb. It's the world's biggest marketplace for booking local accommodations, from rooms to houses to villas. But as Belinda Kai reports, the company is facing some extra scrutiny.
Today, Airbnb released a study that emphasizes the positive economic, social, and environmental impacts it has on the city. The study found that the company generates millions in economic activity and supports thousands of jobs per year. The report comes as the Los Angeles City Council is pushing for tougher regulations on these types of short-term rental options. David Owen, who works with public policy at Airbnb, talks to local stakeholders and policymakers to educate them about home sharing.
We learned that in 1 year, our hosts and guests generated more than $312 million of economic activity in Los Angeles. We also looked at the profile of our hosts and guests, and nearly two-thirds of them use the revenue to continue affording to stay in their homes. Here in Los Angeles, a significant number, almost half of our hosts, work in the creative, entertainment, and recreation industries. So it's a significant way for folks who are moving to LA to follow their dreams and help keep LA the creative capital of the world to do so.
Rebecca Verstraten McSparam hosted the Airbnb event today that highlights the positive findings of the new study. This took place at her home, which she has been hosting to travelers for about a year and a half.
We're both in creative industries. I'm the director of a film school. My husband is a musician. We have a recording studio upstairs. And we often have, you know, band members and things in and out of the house all of the time. But because his is very much of a fluctuating income, it's been fantastic to have in terms of just supporting us, making sure that things kind of stay even.
Despite this, some are wary of the home sharing idea. Some city council members are concerned that some Airbnb operators are buying whole units or buildings and functioning essentially like a hotel without paying taxes. Ray Patel is the president of the Northeast Los Angeles Hotel Owners Association.
It is logically some level of room loss. Where that gauges, I don't know. But definitely, I mean, if you have a brick-and-mortar hotel, it's got, you know, staff and paying all the license fees and costs and insurance, and then you have somebody down the road that decides to put their, you know, back room or apartment online with Airbnb, and they're deriving an income, they can, you know, beat the hotel prices by lowering their rates substantially just to get a guest in, then, as you can see, they lost one consumer there.
City Council Member Mike Bonin and Herb Wesson are asking city lawyers and legislative analysts to examine the home sharing system. Belinda Kai, Annenberg Radio News.